Well, today is Valentine's Day, and that can be difficult for some folks who are trying to find just the right way to celebrate. Jackie will start off with what looks like a good option.
So this Valentine's Day, the Amaro Winery and Tap Room will be offering a Valentine's Day party of a different kind, if you will. With the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine, they will be presenting a Valentine's Day event around the heart, literally, from the physical to the metaphysical. From 6 to 11 p.m. Students will answer scientific questions about the heart, and there will be musical presentations to include songs from love to heartbreak. Food trucks will be on site. No reservation is required. For more information, visit the Facebook events. Just visit Amaro Winery. And on the tune of Valentine's Day, don't forget to check out lcsun-news.com for all the Valentine's Day restaurant offerings around town.
And for the love of Art Month continues, there's some studio tours this weekend.
Yes, this weekend for the love of art, studio tours will be held Saturday and Sunday, and also the next weekend on the 22nd and the 23rd. The studios will open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Different studios will be open each weekend, offering almost unending variation of artwork to see. In addition, there will be demonstrations and works of art in progress, plus the chance to talk to the artist. Maps are available in the event guide and an interactive map online as well. Just visit artformsnm.org for more information. Check out the website.
And there's another birding event going on this weekend.
Yes, this weekend the backyard bird counts will be happening. There will be a field trip to Sagecrest Park. That's on 601 North Roadrunner Parkway at 7:30 a.m. So you can participate in great backyard bird count and check out and learn about all the birds in the area. The field trip leader will be Mark Pendleton. For more information, you can email him at MP as in Paul, N as in
Nancy,
D as in David, LTN@gmail.com.
This is when we know our phonetic alphabet is in there somewhere, but it's just hard to pull it out at the right time.
That's true. I should know as a journalist.
I feel like I've tried counting the birds in my backyard, but I think I was just counting the same ones over and over. They all look so much alike. All right, moving on to textiles, weaving for justice.
Yes, so sale of Maya textiles will be happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. by Weaving for Justice, which is an all-volunteer group in the display room at 525 East Loman, Suite C. Upstairs, fair trade sale of handmade textiles from Maya Weaving Cooperatives in Chiapas, Mexico. The proceeds will go to the weavers. Sales continue the third Saturday of each month. For more information on this event, visit weaving-for-justice.org.
And a chance to get outdoors with the Native Plant Society on Sunday.
Yes, so this Sunday, an easy to medium difficulty hike will be taking place by the Native Plant Society, and they will be going up to the Robledo Mountains, South Slot Canyon. There will be a few gentle slopes with some very minor scrambling. It lasts until mid-afternoon. It is about a 2-mile round-trip walk. They will be meeting at 9 a.m. in the parking lot east of Telshore 12 Cinema by the former Kmart for carpooling if anyone is interested. For more information on that, please call 575-523-8413.
All right, Jackie, thank you for all the great options.
Thank you, and I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day.